Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. Just today, just a little under the weather today, but the word of God still has to go forth. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that we're on the air live. Text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're live. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners, whether it's by phone or by web. We're so glad that you're a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for all things, O Father. O Father God, we thank you for the roof of our heads, the clothes of our backs. We thank you for the transportation, O Father. We thank you for touching us this morning and waking us up, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we praise you for all things, because without you we have nothing, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We praise you for Jesus. We praise you for the blood. We praise you for the Holy Spirit, O God. We praise you for the blood that Jesus shed, that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We exalt you because you are an awesome God. Oh, God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. Oh, God, we pray that you will heal them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them call upon the name and cast all their cares upon you, oh, God, for you are able to comfort them, oh, God, in their time of need, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you will bless each and every person on the sound of my voice, oh, Father, that each and every one, their needs will be met, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just praise you because you are God. We praise you for your word. We praise you because you're holy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we worship you and we adore you, oh, Father. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just a little under the weather today, but the word of God has to go forth. Amen. And I know that he's able to give me strength to do what he called me to do. Amen. The scripture reading will come from Psalm 71. And I'm going to start reading at verse 6. And the word of God reads, by thee have I been held up from the womb. Thou art he that taketh me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continuously of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strength and refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the days. All the days. And I'm going to skip down to 14. And it reads, but I will hope continuously, and I will yet praise thee more and more. Amen. Our key scripture is 14. It says, and I will hope continuously, and I will yet praise thee more and more. The title of the message today is a yet praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Well, I guess you're wondering what is a yet praise. Well, in verse number 6, it kind of told her what a yet praise is. It said, my praise shall be continually of thee. In other words, I got to continue to praise God. This particular song of David is talking about deliverance from his persecutors, or people that are coming against him, his enemy. Where there's confusion, where there's darkness, he know that God is a deliverer. But yet through all that he had to go through, he had a yet praise. See, we have to have a yet praise when we are going through. See, a yet praise means I don't see what God is doing, but I yet got to praise him. See, a yet praise says to God that I have faith, I have trust, and my hope, I hope in you. So when I got a yet praise, it let God know that I'm depending on you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. All the time, prophecy would say, God inhabits our praises. In other words, when he hears a praise and she will say, he'll say, hold up,
wait a minute, somebody's calling on my name. Somebody praising me right now. See, do you have a yet praise? Or will you have a yet praise when they give you a pink slip on your job? Oh, hallelujah. Will you continue to praise God when you don't have a job? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Will you have a yet praise when your husband won't do right? When your wife won't do right? When your children are against her? Will you yet have a praise for the Lord? Will you yet have a praise for God? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. When you're under the bridge of troubled water, will you yet have a praise for the Lord? Because, see, the Bible says that everything that have breath needs to be out of praising the name of Jesus. That's why we must continue to praise him when we go through. We need to praise him in the morning. We need to praise him at noonday. We need to praise him in the evening. We need to praise him in the midnight hour. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you have a yet praise? I got to have a yet praise, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands up to the heavens and praise the name of Jesus. Praise him and say, Lord, I love you, oh God. Oh, I don't know what you're doing right now, oh God, but I thank you right where I am, oh God. I'm content just where I am. I'm going to praise you right here. I got a yet praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, a yet praise comes, and it makes God see that we believe. Oh, yet praise says, I know, hallelujah, that the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will. Hallelujah. We'll make a way. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, that's what you say when you got a yet praise. Oh, you might be catching hell. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You might not have food on your table, but yes, you got to praise. I got to praise him and say, I know he'll make a way out of no way, because he's able and he's willing and he can do just what he said he could do. I got a yet praise. David said, I got a yet praise. I got a reason to praise him, because I see this work. I got to honor his name. I got to exalt his name on high. All the days of my life, David said, I got a yet praise for the Lord. Do you have a yet praise for the Lord? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you have a yet praise when the enemy is all around you? See, David said in this psalm there was confusion around him. He had many enemies around him. He had false witnesses. He had people that come had rose up against him in lies. But David said, I know that my God is a deliverer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you have a yet praise to know that he is a deliverer? Do you have a yet praise to know that he's Jehovah Jireh? Do you have a yet praise to know that he's Jehovah Nisha? Do you have a yet praise to know that he's Adonai? Do you know, hallelujah, that hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus, because we ought to be giving him thanksgiving. We ought to be thanking him right now, just where we are. See, a yet praise means I'm going to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to praise him. Regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift his name up. I'm going to worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Because he is God. Because he is an awesome God. Oh, he's the creator of all things. I got a yet praise. Do you have a yet praise down in your spirit? Do you have a yet praise to praise the Lord when everything is falling around against you? Do you have a yet praise? Do you have a yet praise when you don't have any food? Do you have a yet praise? You got to have a yet praise. You got to continue in praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. In the midst of when things are going good, when things are going bad, when there's darkness down in the valley, you got to have a yet praise. You got to yet praise him. Because, see, the devil don't want you to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to be praising the name of Jesus right now. Oh, hallelujah. Even if your body is racking in pain, you ought to have a yet praise. Because you know that he's a healer. Oh, hallelujah. That's a promise of God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now. I got a yet praise. Do you have a yet praise for the Lord? Do you have a praise? See, David said the greatness, my greatness, hallelujah to Jesus. My greatness comes through my praise. My greatness comes because I believe. My greatness comes because I got faith. My greatness comes because I got hope. My greatness comes because I got trust. I got trust in the Lord. I don't see it right now, but yet I'm going to praise him because I know that he is a righteous God. Oh, hallelujah. And he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He said, my seed will never be begging for bread. That's why I got a yet praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you have a yet praise? Down in your spirit, do you really praise the Lord? See, many times, we don't praise God when we're going through nothing because we don't want to go through nothing. But David tells us here, I've been persecuted. I'd have done some things I shouldn't have done, but David was one of those people that knew how to praise the Lord. He knew how to repent. See, some of us, we need to repent. Hallelujah, Jesus. Repent of our sin and praise the Lord anyhow. Right where we are. That's why Paul said we ought to be content. Just where we are right now and give God a yet praise because he inhabits our praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He's awesome. He can make a way out of no way. But you got to praise him. You got to give him everything that you got. You can't praise him sometimes. You got to praise him all times. You got to praise him in the midnight hour. See, the old people used to say something about a midnight hour prayer. Whew, and you add that praise and you get in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah, something's going to happen. That's why the devil don't want you to pray. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. For he's worthy to be praised. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Because he is a God that is able. He's able to supernaturally supply everything you need. Oh, hallelujah. But you got to praise him. You got to praise him anyhow. Oh, hallelujah. You got to praise him in the midnight hour. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him right now. Hallelujah. What you going through? I don't know what you're going through, but I can tell you that I yet praise him. I had to get on the line today. I had to get on the air, and I still had to do the show. Even though my body is wagging in pain, I still got to do the work of God, and I still got to praise her. Even though my body's in pain, I still got to praise her because he told me in his word to believe his report. He told me in his word that he could heal me, and he could do the same thing for you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You got to have a yet praise. Don't matter where you are in your life, no matter what your situation is, don't matter how dark it is, don't matter what kind of storm you're going through, you got to have a yet praise. We got to praise him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with our tongue. That's why David says, I'm going to praise him in song. See, God will give you a song, hallelujah, to praise him. You don't even know why you're singing a song. Oh, but God is getting ready to do something. That's why he'll give you a song. David said, I'm going to praise him even with my music. When I play my instrument, I'm going to praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to praise him. I got a yet praise. David said, I got a yet praise. I got a reason to praise him because he done brought me through many dangers, taunts, and snares. Woo! He done brought me through. Huh? When the enemy tried to destroy me, I still had a yet praise. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. I still got up early in the morning, and I still got on my knees, huh? And I gave a yet praise to the Lord. Huh? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We yet praise. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's able to do what he says he can do, but you got to have faith to believe that he can deliver you. It don't matter what's coming against you, but you got to have a yet praise to believe that he can, that he will, that he's able, that he can do what he says that he can do. Oh, hallelujah. You got to have a yet praise down in your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes when I'm at work and I be going through some things, I be singing unto the Lord. Oh, I be saying, I said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I say I'm not want. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He is my shepherd. Thing that I need is in him, and I got to praise him even though I don't see it. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you have a yet praise? We got to continue. As David said in the words, continue to praise the name of Jesus. All the days of your life, have a yet praise for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We are running out of time. All of those that don't know Jesus, you don't know who David is talking about. It's time for you to find the Lord because he's soon to return. Amen. And you're going to have to know Jesus. You got to have a yet praise. Oh, hallelujah. Because if you live in this life, you're going to go through some stuff and you're going to need some praise. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Lift his name up on high. Worship him. Exalt his holy name, for he is righteous. Oh, he a just God. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want to close the show out with doing the invitation. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart
and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Lord and God, raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Oh, keep down in your spirit and yet praise. Whatever you're going through, praise the Lord. Wake up in the morning when you hit the floor telling them thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Just praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. Oh, hallelujah. Continue to praise him, for he is worthy. We got to get out of here, so we want to thank you for tuning in, and meet me here next week at the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Get up in the morning and praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy. Let all your praises continue for him. Let him know how much you love him. Thank him. Give him praise. Let him know how much you have faith in him. Let him see it. Let him hear your praises. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. He will make a way out of no way. So when you have a yet praise, you no doubt in your spirit, no matter how bad this picture look, God will make a way. Amen. You be blessed. Have a great week. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Know that we love you. Tune in next week at the same time in the same place with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God.